Mom and Dal,
the end of the story you did yesterday? It tells you at
yes.
the end?
Yeah, that was, yeah. Yeah, it's important.
Thank you for taking time.
Yeah, that's also taking me.
The next time, don't screw it, okay?
Sorry.
Pass me that one, also, gentlemen.
I knew what we were discussing. I'm very glad that you're very excited about it. Thank you too, excited about it.
His great grandfather is a Levi Yitzchak. So that'd be really nice.
No, a little bit more than his great grandfather. Okay.
The son told his father he wants to get married. The father said,
you're a horse,
right?
Before
you get married, say I'm sorry. For what? Say I'm sorry. For what?
That's what you're going to need.
Sorry. Okay, now you're getting married. Say I'm sorry for nothing. Able to say
okay, let's go.
All right.
Correct the Gemara.
Except, yeah, you did do something.
Correct the Gemara, Kash. V'nelev mahakel. Instead of learning out from Tefillin, the Noshim are potter from Zman Gromas, why not learn out from Mahakel that they're chayiv in Zman Gromas?
Yeah.
Correct? That's the kasha. Neder mahakel. The answer is mishum da have a matzah v'hakel shnei k'suma v'bon ke'echod. Chol shnei k'suma v'bon ke'echod in melamdim. We're not going to learn out from hakel because we have a specific riboy by hakel and we have a specific riboy by matzah. Which means in two places the Torah told us they're chayiv in zman gromos. The Torah told us that in two places, so this man Domer holds. We don't build a rule, a vinyanav, a mematzinu. I'm not sure what the difference is exactly, but we don't build a rule from Shnei Ksuvim. The simple svara would be because if you want to make a rule, then just say it once. So we don't learn out from there, but rather we learn out from tefillin that they're potter. If that's the case, ihachi tefillin ureiyanami shnei ksubam keechot ve'em lamdin. Well, if that's true, then we shouldn't learn out from tefillin either, because both by tefillin and by the reiyah, remember if you remember before, it says it's a chorcha the might noshim. So both by tefillin and by reiyah, we find that they're part of zman gromos. So for the same token. By the same principle of Shnei Gzumam Kechad Im Alam, then we shouldn't learn out from Tefillin either. No. Tzrichi. That's not a kasha, because it's Tzrichi. What does Tzrichi mean? It means, as long as we can prove that there was a Tzrichasa of why it had to say it both by Tefillin and by Re'iyah, so then Memele, it's no longer Shnei Gzumam Kechad. Because really, the Torah only said it once, but there was a Tzrichasa to say it again. So what's the Tzrichasa to say it both by Tefillin and by Re'iyah? Like this. Okay, because he would have thought to learn out from Hakel that they're chayiv. Because they're chayiv. Also to say that they're chayiv. So it's Tzricha, so I need both.
Oh, let me turn the page back.
Yeah.
Because we just said before, now it's not from those. We prove why you learned
right.
from the Torah.
Oh,
right. So what's
right.
the why?
Oh, but.
But if this is that because of this?
Yes, because when you read the Gemara, when the Gemara says the words, listen to these words. When the Gemara says the words, "Ve'i kosrach mana re'iyah v'loy kosav tefillin," those words mean if the Torah would have told me she's parted from re'iyah, but it never would have taught me the limud that we learn out to film from Talmud Torah. Meaning right now we're in the world where there is no hekush between tefillin and Talmud Torah. In those words, we're in the theoretical world that there is no hekush between tefillin and Talmud Torah. So Mamele, you learn from Azuzah. What we said in the Manalip was, once we have the hekush Talmud Torah, why does that override the hekush to Azuzah? That's a different story. That's once we have it. The ikos of the Ba'ar Gemara right now is Lu Yitzur, we didn't have that hekush. That's the beauty of it.
Where does come from? Why would it look
the hekush comes from the fact they're next to each other. But when we want to say the tzrichas,
they were next to each other.
Yeah, in this tzrichas, we're entertaining that they were next to each other. That's what we're doing in the tzrichas. That's good for what we're
each
doing,
other?
Right?
Why do you need to next to each other?
Yes, it's very good. I was thinking that also. That I realized, it's gewaldic. So Amar Aleph is once we know the Zekesh. Once we know the Hekesh of Ad, it's going to override the Hekesh to Mezuzah. That we know. On the days, what we're saying is, without that Hekesh, we would have learned the Hekesh to Mezuzah. It's not true.
Yeah, you would have learned that.
Why would you look at it that way?
Because that's good what the Gemara is coming to say. Gemara is coming to say, what would be...
I don't know if it's something that would be if the situation that really exists didn't exist.
Yeah, well, that's what E-Kosov means.
I think there is.
Every Tzvi-Kosov means, if it never wrote this, what would I think?
Right. No, so in if our it never terms, wrote Re'ia, why would I think that I'd learned Tfilin from Mezuzah? If it never wrote Re'ia.
No, the other way around. If it never wrote Tfilin... Now let's now those.
What, I mean,
well, what does that mean?
No, wait a second. Oh, those wait, English words.
Find that. Right, find that.
The words of the Gemara, if it never wrote tefillin. If I plug those words, it never wrote tefillin, into our sugya, what that really means is, had the Gemara, had the Torah never made a hekesh between Talmud Torah and tefillin. That's what it really means. It doesn't mean it never wrote the mitzvah of tefillin. It means it never had a hekesh. So that's us. So right now we're the theoretical. If Talmud Torah would not have been written next to tefillin.
Start from before that even.
I don't know before that.
No,
this is good enough.
What does Shnei Ksuvim B'Mekechet mean? Each one has its own meaning.
No, we're not going there. We're trying to say it's not Shnei Ksuvim B'Mekechet. We're trying to say it's a Sviches.
But in the Gemara's Kasha, before that, what is the Shnei Ksuvim B'Mekechet? Each one has its own limud to tell us the thing.
Yeah.
So what is that limud?
Yeah, we know that that's the limud. That's
so now we're saying.
The limud is the hekesh. So now we're saying, what would be without that hekesh? Yeah. In Ekonami. Yeah, no, that's true.
Once you understand that, then you say, what if you only had one
dress,
not the other?
Right. Okay. So that's Tzrichi. So now. Meaning, had the Torah just written Re'ir, and we want to learn out that just like the Pater from Re'ir, the Pater in everywhere,
right,
and we want to use that as our Yisoid,
right,
then we would think the Chayv and Tefillin. Because we would think Tefillin is an exception to the rule because it's Chukish to Mezuzah. Right. That's what we need both.
That's where it is.
And we're living in the world right now where there is no Hekesh Adam and Torah. Exactly. So, Mameyalo, since we have this Tzrichasa, it's not called the Shnei Ksuvim B'Mekechet, it's called. Taka, it said, Torah said it once to learn it out, and it said another time because we had a tzrichasa. And that's why we can use it to learn out. Masha'in came what? Masha'in came in the other direction, Matzah and Hakel, the two places where they're chayin. That's next to Magellan because there's no tzrichasa. For like the Gemara, what do you mean? Iochi Matzah and Hakel, not mitzvichi, I'll tell you tzrichasa over there also. Iochi Matzah and Hakel, not mitzvichi. Zok the Gemara, no. Lamai tzrichi. How is it a tzrichi? Bish lama ayin. The same. You're saying that the tzrichi in one direction. E cause I want a hakel, but loy cause a matzah. Have a min a nail of chamisha sar. Michagav sukkis to pater them because we know it says a ezrach by sukkis. So I understand that direction is a tzrichi. So if it only said hakel, it would still have to say matzah. But what about the other way around? If there was a matzah, but boy, hakel. The Torah could have written matzah. It wouldn't have needed to written hakel. Yeah, and therefore what?
I know hakel anyway.
And I would know hakel anyway. How would you know hakel anyway? For matzah, no?
No.
If I'm found the logic of this Gemara, that's my kasha. If I'm found the logic of the Gemara should have ended off. It's not a tzrichasa. Because if the Torah meant that this should be a klal learned out from here, let the Torah write it by matzah, and I don't need to write it by hakel. Why? Because we know it from matzah. That should have been how the Gemara set it up. If I wrote it by hakel, I would still need matzah, but if I wrote it by matzah, I wouldn't need hakel. So it's still one second. So it's still shnei zubam kerechot. That's what the Gemara should have said, but it doesn't. The Gemara throws in an extra thing here. How would I know hakel? I know it from Makavach Choymer, but I mean it's Tfilim Chayobim because by Hakel it says Taf, Noshim Lagosha Kain. Hilka Kavali Begzum Barke Echad Be Malamdin, period. My cash is, what do you need that kosher cane for? What do you need about Anamina Tfilim Chayyab and Noshim Lagosha Kain? It's an unnecessary step in the Gemara, Pashtus. Right? Don't tell me the Gemara says it. I know it says it.
No, so I'm saying you need matzah. Could be you can't learn from matzah everywhere else.
Why not?
Whatever
you're about to say now is you're going to invent the new thing the Gemara never spoke about.
What?
If the Torah said the chayv and the mitzvah is matzah, and I wanted to learn out from that that the chayv in all mitzvah is man grama, then I would know hakel automatically. Why not? Why wouldn't I? I don't need a kosher cane from tefillin. That's good. What the Gemara is trying to prove. The Gemara is trying to prove it is a shnei gzumim kechut. Why? Because if it would have been not a shnei gzumim kechut, it would have been like we said before, with tefillin. It would have been a tzvichasa. Then it's not a tzvichasa because once I have matzah, I know hakel. So why do you have to say hakel? Must be shnei gzumim kechut. So you don't need this kavak chomer from the kids to explain that to me.
Well, you don't need it to know that a woman will be chayav per se, but I think it fits into it has to be part of learning out the tzrichasa. Let's say how do I learn the tzrichasa? Because I needed both.
No, what definition was what? If I would define in general, the Gemara is trying to prove that matzah and hakel are shnei gzumim kechut. The way to prove something shnei gzumim kechut is that if I had one, I wouldn't need this one.
Right.
Why? Because there was another way of learning out this one? No, the basic principle is if I had one, that would have been enough to learn the whole thing.
Everything.
Well, so that's what the Gemara should have said. If I had matzah, I would know hakel. For matzah.
But let's say
I don't need this extra kavak chomer.
Let's say I wouldn't know hakel from matzah. I could still show that I could know hakel from somewhere else.
Why is that necessary?
Because if I've shown that matzah was tzricha,
that's in that direction.
Okay. But so now this I have to show for not to be shnei ketuvim that hakel was not tzricha.
Correct. It's
okay,
not.
Okay. So I'm showing you that it's not tzricha from the children.
No, show it to me from the fact. If you wrote matzah, you would know everything. You would know hakel.
Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe.
That, why? Why would I?
Because
know
that's much.
No, but
what do you mean?
Why do I know hakel?
Every lack of a tzrichas means. It means that you only have to say it once, and you would know the principle of everything. Not because you had a special way of learning it out somewhere else, because you would know it from matzah. That's the whole discussion of shnei gzumim kechut or not shnei gzumim kechut.
Because it's not.
Is, can I take one thing and apply it as a mematzid to go to a group like I'm doing
about the building? But if I
can
needed,
I not
hakel,
do that?
But if I needed hakel, if I needed hakel in order to learn that women were, if I needed hakel to
know
that women were chayav,
I don't, because matzah, I can learn it from matzah. That's what shnei gzumim kechut means.
But maybe,
it means the Turk have left out of hakel, and I would know everything about matzah.
But maybe you can't. Maybe you can't. Maybe you can't. If we're saying the reason why you have matzah there at all is to teach me that I shouldn't learn it. I shouldn't learn 2-2.
You shouldn't learn what?
I shouldn't learn 2-2.
Yeah.
So. Once I need it for that, maybe I can't learn out of general clause everything else.
Right, that's what I was trying to say.
Maybe
I
that
need
stops
it for
maybe again, because it's not just stomp, I'm giving you the din, this is the din.
It's like you have the tricha by sukkah in the bottom, obviously tricha because I would think
I don't give it a thing because
if I'm not 100% sure that's true, because again, at the end of the day the Torah is telling you that she's chayv and matzah. So once you know that, then you say, why can't you apply that? That would apply to hakel without it being a kavachomer.
Right. Why shouldn't it?
I want to say that there's these two
things. You can't learn out. You can't learn out from two everywhere when there's a specific reason why I needed to teach you matzah.
These two.
I don't know why. Why don't I?
These two things. I want to show you these two things, right? Prove that it. Or shnei ketuvim, right? That's initially what I want to say. These two things are shnei ketuvim. So now I'm trying to come show that they're not shnei ketuvim.
No, I'm trying to show that they are.
Right.
They are.
They are shnei ketuvim. No, sorry, they are shnei ketuvim.
The way to show they are shnei ketuvim is that one would have been enough. And that's what we're doing.
I, yeah.
So normally, in all the discussions until now, shnei ketuvim, what that means is that one's enough to teach me the din. Not one plus extra raya. over there.
Yeah, but hold on. Also, it's...
But if I could show you I needed the other one, if I could show you that I needed the other one, then it wouldn't be... Then it, right? Then it's not Shnei Ketuvim. If I showed you I needed the other one.
Right, but we want it to be Shnei Ketuvim. That's what we're saying right now.
All these
things... We'll have to... What?
The fact is the Torah wrote it, right? So, the Gemara wants to show that the Torah didn't really... The Torah didn't need...
By what? By Hakel.
Hakel.
Right. So that's what we're trying to prove.
I know, because to say that, well, I would have known Hakel anyway because of, you know, it's not Shnei Ketuvim, that's what we're trying to show.
Right.
I'd have a problem if I needed the second one.
Why is it not Shnei Ketuvim?
Right.
Why is it not Shnei Ketuvim?
Because it's not Shnei Ketuvim.
But if I needed the second one, it would be Shnei Ketuvim, right?
It is Shnei Ketuvim. Because there's no tzricha, so.
I mean, it wouldn't be. So, if I needed the second one, I'd have a problem.
Correct.
I wouldn't have proved the
Shnei Ketuvim. And the Gemara is trying
to show that I don't need the second one.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing. Showing that I don't need the second one.
You don't need it because you don't need it because there's no tzricha, sir.
There's no tzricha, sir, because I don't need it. What do you mean I don't need it because there's no tzricha, sir? I'm trying to show that there's no tzricha.
Tzricha means no. Tzricha is no. No, that's not the... No. You have to prove in each place how you can learn it out. A lack of tzricha means that if I have one mucker, there's no reason to think otherwise over here. That's a lack of tzichus means. If I have it here, there's no reason to think otherwise over here. And as much as there's no reason to think otherwise by Hakel, which the Gemara doesn't say there ever is, you shouldn't need an extra cup of climber. You should learn from Matzah. That's a simple logic.
But it makes the tzichus even more.
The answer's going to have to be... Well, the answer's going to have... I'm pointing out the kasha, because in the Shach of the Gemara, it's an important kasha. The answer's going to have to be something along the lines of, we wouldn't have known it. You're right. Hakel, we wouldn't have known it for matzah. It wouldn't be enough. We would think something. We would have.
Exactly. We thought that it was
to show that it's
voted for a reason.
You can't say that.
No, it makes it
even stronger.
Matzah very specific to teach.
Voted by matzah.
Not only would have known it for matzah, but now you're saying an even bigger thing that you really don't need it because.
What really don't? Are you going to the Gemara to tell me what? Really don't. Does the Gemara need another reason? The Gemara is pure
need another reason.
Matzah's come for a very specific
he's getting upset.
Maybe.
Matzah's come
for a very specific No, dude, no. You already wouldn't say that to me. You already... Another reason. We're going to have to find the reason.
Matzah's coming for a very specific thing
technical
that you don't
reason.
Learn from Sukkah.
Again, in the punctual flow of the Gemara, this has to stand out at you. There's an extra step. In the simple flow of the Gemara, it's an extra step. The answer is going to have to be, you're right, you needed that extra step for some reason. But the Gemara doesn't speak that part out. So, who asks this kasha?
My Rebbe.
Right. Huh? Who else? Tysus. But Tysus says it's Teretz. Look what he says. Va'ana Amina. A Teretz along the lines of what could be everyone's trying to say, that you need it for a reason. But look at Va'ana Amina. See Va'ana Amina?
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you to do it or not. I don't remember. No. Okay, good. I'm glad I didn't, because then it brings it out better. Okay, Vim Toimar, Lama Liayka Bechomer, Belav Gavechomer Nami Matzul LeMeil of Hakel Mimatzul LeChayev Noshim. VeAfilu Loik Siv Noshim Hakel Klal. Even if it wouldn't have been Noshim Hakel at all, Shekain Shitas Kol Shnei Ketuvim. That's what it always means by Shnei. What does the normal Shnei Ketuvim mean? It means had the Torah wrote it once, it would have been enough. Why would it have been enough? Because I would have learned from there. That's what it means. Does the normal Shnei Ketuvim mean it would have been enough because I have another ride from here? No, that's what it means. It means a normal Shnei Ketuvim means one time would have been enough because I have no reason not to learn it out from there. I have no reason not to learn it out from there. A Tzvi Ketuvim means I had a reason not to learn it out from there. But here, the Gemara doesn't give me any reason why I wouldn't learn Hakel from Matzah. It doesn't give me any reason. So Chari had learned it. So why the Gemara need this extra step that there's a Kal V'Chaim within Hakel itself to tell me? So the answer is going to have to be, you're right, which is the Gemara doesn't speak out, but the answer is going to have to be that there would have been still some confusion that even if you had matzah, you would have thought Hakel should be learned out from somewhere else. Like a tzrichasa, it really is kind of like a tzrichasa. But it's only not a tzrichasa because we have the Kal V'Chaim and Hakel by itself. Yeah, the Gemara is trying to prove that tefillin and the Gemara is trying to prove that tefillin and what's the other one and Re'iyah are tzrichases, but matz and hakel are not tzrichases. What Tosfos is about to say is really matz and hakel is also tzrichases. just that since there's a kavod chaimer mineu bay in the hakel, some mamela, they're not mamela because of that. It's not a tefillah. So because of that, they're not have the right notion by hakel, right? But not because, yeah. The normal way to think about it till now is kol zman. I could not learn B from A, that's a tzvichaso. But if I could learn B from A, that's not a tzvichaso. What we're saying is a chiddush, that even by matan hakel, which is what the Gemara is calling shtegu zmonke echad, even that you couldn't learn B from A. That's technically a tzvichaso. Just it's not, because within B, it already has its own limit. Which is like the kibun everybody was trying to get to. But it's an important point in the Shlag V'Tayr that's not... Yeah, that jumps out at you. So what is it? So Tosfos says, Yesh Loimar, the Eloi Ksiv Noshim Hakel, without this special Noshim by Hakel, Havamina Adirabo, Nelif Re'iyo Da Hakel, Me'oilas Re'iyo, the Liftor, K'da'omer Le'el. So we're saying like this. We're saying... What?
Go ahead.
No, we're saying like this. We're saying klape. What's the Tosfos saying?
Saying
klape. The klape come with one second. It's different. Good. The klape. What's the Tosfos saying? It's complicated. It's more complicated than we thought. Klape the fact that you can't learn hakel pamatzah. It's true. You can't learn hakel pamatzah. So we can't learn that. Why? Because even if you had matzah, you would think to learn out hakel from Orlas Riyah. If I can't learn hakel from matzah, that's a terichaso. That is a terichaso. So why are we calling the shtek to one kechot? Right? Answer is, because since the Torah did not have to write Noshim by hakel, because I could have learned out the kavod chomer from the taf, memela, that Noshim by hakel is extra. And memela, shtek to one kechot. But it's only because of the Kavod Chaimer from Taf that's creating the Shekhsum Bon Kechad. Without the Kavod Chaimer from Taf, it would not be Shekhsum Bon Kechad, it would talk about Tzrikasa. That's what he's saying.
We
you don't know what the Kavod Chaimer is, but put that aside one second.
That,
we didn't talk about that yet.
How does that work if you say I should have learned it out from
Olas Riyah? No, you would have if you didn't know Noshim Mechayiv in the Hakel. But it's sufficient to know Noshim Mechayiv and Hakel by telling me Taf Mechayiv and Hakel and making a Kavod Chaimer. So the word Noshim Mechayiv is still extra. That is the Shnei Ksuvim Bon Kechot.
That I didn't need.
To learn out the Noshim Mechayiv and Hakel you did need. But you didn't need Noshim for that. Taf would be enough for that. So that's the Shnei Ksuvim Bon Kechot. It's Gevaldik. That's what you see from the Gemara. Tosfos is pulling this out of the Gemara. Because otherwise, why did the Gemara mention this Kavod Chaimer? So again, the reason why you hear the chiddush, the reason why it's shnei so bom ke echad and not a tzrichaso is not like I would have thought. It's not a tzrichaso because once I have matzah, I know hakel. No, once I have matzah, I still need to be taught hakel. But the reason why it's not a tzrichaso, the reason why it's shnei so bom ke echad, is because I would have known hakel even without the word noshim by hakel from the kavod chaimer from taf. So that extra word Noshim by Hakel is a Shnei Ksuvim Bon Kechot that I didn't need. Al Korchach, it's Shnei Ksuvim Bon Kechot, it's not the. And therefore, you don't learn out to everyone to the Kol HaTor Kula, right?
There still is a truth, it's not the same because you would have learned it by yourself.
There's a truth for the. Why is the Gemara saying that I don't need to teach women Noshim by Hakel because I'm a Kalachomer. Once I know that the kids are Chayiv and Hakel, for sure women are Chayiv.
What?
I will not.
You understand the Kabbalah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because women have a greater chiyuv.
They have more chiyuv.
Kids. Yeah. Even if it is a specific reason why he's supposed to bring the kids, the fees, whatever it is, I would definitely say.
Yeah, but if women are fucking with just my brother, so well, kids are not.
No, maybe they're not. Maybe they're not. But that's the whole exercise here.
Right. But you don't know that they're paying.
No, but if someone told you that a kid is chayiv in the mitzvah,
yeah,
chayiv, mama is a bar chayiv,
yeah,
you wouldn't think woman is chayiv. Forget, take out.
They have a higher level of chiyuv.
Take out my grandma.
They have a higher level of chiyuv in general.
So you make another
but the question is also, what's the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv about chinuch?
Tomorrow's well, on a kid.
Because we've had something like that. Was it in the
Sukkah?
There is, you know, that there's a chiyuv. Are kids chayv talmud Torah? Is the father chayv to teach us on Torah? Is it only over 13?
I don't know. Again, I'm just taking for granted that it's been more. What? Okay, I'm not going to argue with Gemara if the Gemara is saying that it's kabbalah. You could. Maybe there are people that
the Torah took
a.
If the Torah took someone who's never chayv mitzvahs and made them chayv on some level, Tavit Chaimer and Isha, who's chayv in mitzvahs?
Maybe the point is, they were never chayv, here's a big kiddush to the chayv.
True.
I didn't show that the Ishmael
to him. If they are,
that I didn't need it.
Whoever's more of a keeper than them is also.
Now, I've got a problem. If I also.
So, what do you do with the sisters of my grandma?
If I also needed the hacker,
then I need a problem. That's the word going out.
Then it's a trick.
So, it's not. So, once I'm shown that I needed Manza, I have to come and look at hacker and say, do I need it or don't I need it?
The Gemara says you don't need it. Why?
You don't need it. Whatever.
That's why. I mean, that's what we're doing.
So the question is, why do you have to go out to the Kabbalah Homer? You shouldn't need it to tell me that they're chayiv once I know the chayiv matzah. Just say matzah. And then you have.
Say,
it's not
what I should be showing is that I need it. I don't have to show that I don't need it.
Definitely have to show that you.
No, if I wanted to be shneik, if I wanted to be shneik tuvim, if I want to try food that's not shneik tuvim, then
not,
I have to show that I need it.
Correct.
But if I don't have to come and show that it's not needed for not to be shneik tuvim. I've got matzah, so it's
exactly. Once you have matzah, then you can know everything. Hakel, everything that is just
right, because I have matzah, and I have a cup of flame there by.
Unless I can show that it was needed, I should just presume that it's not because of matzah. I should have to come and show.
It's what it always means. But without any lack of a tzrichasa, the whole idea of tzrichasa is.
I understand. So the lack of a tzrichasa means that it's
shneikus
b'mon
kachon.
Right, that's shneikus. You don't have to come and show that
I have no tzrichasa.
I don't have a tzrichasa, it should be shneikus.
Right. That was a kashem taitzus. So I shouldn't need this added kavach chaimer. This added kavach chaimer shouldn't be necessary.
So why
on that he's saying it's a chiddush.
Why does take so?
Matzah and hakel. Because you didn't need to write both.
If I take women out, is it still take so? No.
What? If you take women out of where?
Of hakel.
The Torah never wrote. Oh, so that's the chiddush that we're bringing out. That had the Torah never wrote the word Noshim by Hakel, then the Chayra then would not be Shnei Ksuvim. Right? That's right. Shnei Ksuvim because the Torah wrote Noshim.
You would still learn out that
you still
they're Chayra because of Kavach Homer, but still not Shnei Ksuvim.
Right. You needed to learn out Noshim Achayv in Hakel. Yitzhak needed to learn it out. It wasn't enough just to learn from Matzah. Torah says you're right, you needed to learn it out. But the Kavach Chaim wouldn't have been enough to learn it out. So the word Noshim is Taka extra. So that's a Shnei Ksuv Mokecha. The Torah is giving it an extra time. They didn't have to give it. And Shnei Ksuv Mokecha means, if the Torah gives an extra time, they didn't have to give it. It means to limit it to only those places. That the Torah is pulling out from the Gemara. It's really shot in the Gemara. It's just. Yeah, it makes sense.
What?
Levi! Okay.
Cases, and you don't need both of them, then that makes you fix of a bumpkin to tell you only here and no place else.
Correct. Right. Unless you can prove why you needed both.
Different
leeway. Right. There's some guy. That's what tzrichus means. Tzvichat means. If I would have heard it.
Ellie's asking something else. Let's say you use the cross to teach you a whole different language, not specifically. Right?
You're asking, so
that's a whole different language.
I just want to understand the concept of things.
A different language?
Yeah. You still say Shnik Sufa.
Well, it's Shnik Sufa,
but other language. Yeah, but why did it tell me Nashim Achayim? Meaning, what was it necessary to tell me there Nashim Achayim? Shnei so means it told me two times they're Chayim.
The word Nashim is thrown in, but it's not used for the limit of the first part.
Yeah, but then you have to explain why it's thrown in. What? I'm saying, it told me Nashim Achayim. What are you telling me that for? You want to make a different limit? Make a different limit without the word Nashim. Meaning, what?
If the puzzle just said Akel So'am, why would I think not Nashim Achayim?
If it only said what?
Akel So'am.
Why would you think not? Tav means the men. Tav never chayv in mitzvahs. That's a for sure chiddush. Tav. That's because of mitzvah. And noshim. That's good. Why? Yeah. And noshim. That's good for the question. Why would you think Noshim not? So that goes to whether it's Shnei Zmanke Echad. Exactly, that's...
What?
That's not a... You just asked the question. Okay, fine.
My wife's called me during Shir, maybe it's a point.
Was it?
No, so... She hung up, she forgets you didn't clap, but I was looking.
Oh. You're getting...
He just doesn't want his family built to reach
him. Okay, you hear? Yeah. I mean, that's good for the Shiloh. Why do you have to write Noshim? That's... You're right. Why would I think otherwise? That's the question. So if I would have known it otherwise, that's called I'm learning it out. If I would have, meaning that's good for the point. If I would have known it otherwise, and I told about it anyway, that's what Shnei Ksuvim means.
Well, if it said Gercha,
that's Shnei Ksuvim means.
But I can learn a couple of from Gercha.
To Noshim?
Yeah.
Why? No.
Why not?
Yeah, what's it? Ger is chayv in mitzvahs.
Like a woman.
No. A ger toy? No. What ger? You mean an Eved?
An
Eved Kanayin is chayv like a woman.
You need a lady ger.
What's the ger? What's
the ger that's chayv like a woman? It's not talking about a ger toy shom. A ger toy shom is not chayv in any mitzvahs. It's chayv, you know. It means a regular ger.
Why would they be excluded? The ger is only chayv in mitzvahs.
No. Well, where did it say Gerecha? By Haka, you talking about?
Like also, Anoshim Roshim Atav Gerecha Shem Shurech Alamayin Yishvul Alamayin Yom Duv Yerush Hashem L'Gerecha.
Okay, so I don't know. Why did it have to say Gerecha there? I don't know. Look up in Rashi and Fumish probably says.
Why
don't
Gerecha?
Maybe, yeah, but I don't know. But it can't make Habachayim in the Chayim because it's Chayim. It's Chayim in more mitzvahs than at Nisha.
You're what?
In gear?
An
Eved. An Eved. Okay, but there means a regular gear. Regular gear tzedek. What else does it mean?
What?
Yeah, look it up. I think that's what it means.
You're probably right. I'm going to take that off of you, right?
It has something to do with that or gear toyshub. Gear toyshub. Why would it be Gertosh? Yeah.
Gertosh is a
guy. Gertosh is a guy, really. He just keeps the Shavuot mitzvahs and he keeps certain. He keeps certain. What does he keep? He keeps. He doesn't eat the velus. Lives in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. It's all. Anyway, I don't know. Want
to
see. Okay. Now, that is that. We understand this. Very clearly, at least according to the Manda Omar, who says, Shnei Gzibam Kechad Ein Melamdim. The problem is, there's another Manda Omar that even when Shnei Gzibam Kechad, we're Melamdim. Okay, but how we to understand according to him? Sezok the Gemore. Ha, Nichol Mandomim Melamdim, El Mandom Melamdim, Aikol Meimar. If you hold Melamdim, so we should learn out the Matzah and Hakel that they're Chayiv. That Kasha number one. Vesu Kasha number two. How do you know they're chayiv in loyazman grumis? The answer to that is, the answer to kasha number two, is the yolof mimayra. We learn it out from mayra. Ish imayi bavim tiro'u. Ma mayra noshim chayavois. Av kom mitzvei shul loyazman grumis noshim chayavois. Ah, even neilof mitamit Torah. To say that they're potter. In the first question, but in the second question, we're still going back. Yeah, we'll have to deal with him also. We'll see. One second. We'll have to deal with him also. So one second. So let's get there. So first of all, we're going to get to that. We're not at the final question yet. This is step by step. Yeah. So Talmud Torah and Piri, they're putted from both, but that's Shnei Gzumim Ke'echod, and Eim Aladim. Ah, Leviathan and Breiko Domer, Al Shnei Moim, Mevivarach, Oysim, Alekim, Peru, Revu. He holds Lashem Chayiv in Piri, Berivia, Michael and Meimar. So now it's not Shnei Gzumim Ke'echod, rather, it's only one Talmud Torah. Teretz says, "Mishum David Talmud Torah b'dinav Ben Shnei Gzumim Ke'echod." Even he has a Shnei Gzumim Ke'echod, even though Rabbi Yochanan Breiko doesn't hold the period, but he holds the opinion of Ben. So you have Talmud Torah period of Ben. We call it Shnei Gzumim Ke'echod. Now
we got three. According to the Manomar, that they're potter. Then we go, why do we have three pesukim?
That just enforces it. That makes it better.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breiko, Nami, Nabi Piyav Rivi Umoyre. So we should say the same thing. The answer is on that we have a tzrichasa. Tzrichi. Which is taka how we hold. Right?
Right.
So Rechman Breaker is saying, if I only had Moira and I didn't have period Rivia, you would think to learn how to depart there, because from Chibshua. Because of period Rivia, because of Moira, have been ish to see the other Lazos in. Oh, this is a loaded line in this Gemara. We spent a long time on what this really means.
Yeah.
Ish was able to do it, if Isha.
Yeah, well, there's a whole sugya
on that. Right? There's a whole sugya on that. When she's married, the ain't to be the last. It's lie. She's not chayv. The kiv, and now here's the chiddush. That's true. But here he's going only in a havamina. The havamina would be the following: the kiv and the ain't to be the other last. It's lie. She's chayv klal. You would think that she's not chayv at all. Whatever mitzvah chayv part of the time, not part of the time. So you'd say no. She's totally potter. So therefore, if I only had Moira, and if I only had Rabu and not Moira, I would say she's potter from Moira. So therefore, it's Tzricha. So again, so according to the Manda Amar, so like this. We asked two kashas earlier. One kasha was, according to the Manda Amar, Beik Subam Ke'echad Melamdim, that we are Melamdim. Why don't we learn out from Matan Hakel, the Noshim Rechayiv in Zman Grumas? And the other question was, how do we know they're not chay? How do we know they are chayv and loyzman grummers? So question number two, how do we know they're not chayv and loyzman grummers? The answer is, according to my number, Shekhez Banka Echad, Ein Malamdin, we have the answer. What's the answer? The answer is that... What? That we learn it out from Moira, and we're not going to learn out from Talmud Torah and Pinyin HaBen to pater them because Hashem don't get echod.
Right.
And we're not going to learn out from
that Moira and others are
Hashem
because you need each one.
But now, what about? And this is where the kasha comes in. What about the other Manda Omar? That makes sense. What does it mean, Ma'ikal and Meimar? Why don't we learn from Talmud Torah and Pinyin HaBen that the Taka Potter in Lo Yizman Grumas? So Ad kan the kasha. It's a very long kasha. And the bottom line is, we have a double kasha on the manda omar. Shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad milamd. One kasha is, why, I wrote this down, why not learn from matzah and hakel that they're chayiv in zman gromis? And why not learn from Talmud Torah b'nina ben that they're putter from loizman gromis? Those two kashas stand on the manda omar milamdin. The manda omar e milamdin, it all works out. But this, we still have a kasha. So that's going to be the cliffhanger. We're going to finish off tomorrow the Gemara. And the Tosfos, yeah.
Is the question that's partially based on
tomorrow?
I really had a question before. General question, thanks so much for having me on, right?